Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Fuck all this modesty, I just need space to do me, get away what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell rap inside of me, a Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, this time it's money I need alone. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. When y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends, yeah.
Got me for life.
I don't need a hand to hold, even when the night is cold. I got that fire in my soul. I don't need anything to get me through the night, except for peace that's in my heart. Yeah, it's keeping me alive. I don't need anything to make me satisfied. Don't need to get me good. And it gets me, it gets me every time.
Fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go anxious. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good, I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely, this shit ain't random. I didn't get lucky, made it right here cause I'm sick with it. Cutty, they all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Got me for life.
I don't need a hand to hold, even when the night is cold. I got that fire in my soul.
On the West Coast, 904 here in the A. It's a social lab, TM Hyman Radio. 917-889-3926 is how we like to get it started up in here. It's a social lab with TM Hyman. Hey, we're center stage live tonight, hanging out with a Madam Boston all the way live from Charlotte. What's up, ma? What's poppin'?
Hey, good
evening in the morning time.
Good evening.
Hey. Yes. Okay. The weather's crazy. Look, the weather's crazy. The news people have been crazy.
The news people are crazy.
Okay. And
what happened?
Well, no, the politics, okay, here in Charlotte, right, it's been like this, I'm not going to say a rash of murders, but like a young girl just got killed like last week or whatever, walking home from work, when they still haven't stated why or how or who. Hell, we just had this thing happen, I guess, yesterday afternoon where these four people, I guess, conspired on these, I don't know who, they never said the relationship. But anyway, they shot three people, and a three-year-old little boy was one of the victims. So it's like the news has just been like, well, you know, no positivity really ever. But.
Yeah,
one ended up. Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, we got a lot of stuff to talk about from this week. The FBI probing again. Yes. The FBI is probing future President Clinton's emails again, but all tied into Anthony Weiner's, you know, the guy who's always showing his wiener or, you know, sending pics of it. yeah, they're investigating him, which led them back to Hillary Clinton to, I guess she's part of the investigation just by happenstance. So, yeah. So, you know, we'll see how all this works out. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes you want to chill out and not do one damn thing. You hear me? How was your week?
I don't think you need an excuse not to do one damn thing. Don't blame it when you're in, please, but don't blame it on Hillary Clinton's email. Hey, I had a great week, actually. Hey, it's homecoming weekend across the country for both high school and colleges. Last weekend, Clark University here in the A celebrated their homecoming. They're calling it Spell House Weekend here in Atlanta, Spelman and Morehouse, plus hot chocolates chilling out there with the folks representing the green and gold, baby, the Spartans, NSU, Norfolk.
NSU, yeah.
Popping off this weekend. So, you know, it's homecoming season, baby. It's homecoming season.
It is. And it's my birthday weekend. I'm going to have to find me a sponsor or something to get me through this weekend.
Not a sponsor.
Yes, a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Hey, happy early birthday. Madam Boston's birthday's on Monday.
I'm so happy.
And she's looking for a sponsor, just in case you didn't know. She's looking for a sponsor.
I am.
So hit us up. Hey, anybody out there want to sponsor Madam Boston weekend? Hey, on the other side of this, 917-893-926, if you want to sponsor Boston, hey, happy birthday in advance. And congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I believe you're
okay.
Going to walk away tonight. Hey, it's a social life. It's going to stay. I didn't know. We were looking for a sponsor. Hey.
I know, right? I want to kick my shoes off today.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller. controller. Yeah, life controller. Controller. Yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller. Controller. Like controller, controller, F. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre-knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you, jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to, like controller, controller, yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all becoming a me apartment boy. The girl them on the length and strength, action speak louder than argument. Well.
But you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Radio Live inside the Social Lab with TM and myself, Madam Boston. Yo, I rock with that song. My shoes off to this song.
This is the summer controller. Drake from Canada, Beanie Man from Jamaica. That one, yeah.
I don't know what that was. It was at the end of that song. I won't prepare for that. It's 9:13 p.m. I got to figure it out. Yo, it's Center Stage Live tonight.
We caught like half of that. You like went in and came out and
You can't have that.
What is? It's the Social Lab, folks. Madam Boston hanging out with myself. She's in Charlotte. I'm in A. And regardless of where you are, hey, we want to hear from you. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. We invite you into the combo.
Yes.
Listen, Donald Trump could not have ever imagined in his wildest dream he would have ever gotten this far. And what at one point was pretty outrageous and pretty funny, I must say, I thought it was hilarious. But I also must say, this shit ain't funny no more.
Yo, I don't know what.
Anymore.
I don't know what he's on. It's a confidence booster. His businesses are falling apart while he's out here first of all, the hotels that he has, right? The people that are trying to vote for him, the ones that are pushing for him, can't even afford not even 15 minutes in one of those rooms in his hotel. But they don't think about that. They just said, that's only good for radio. That's not good for the presidency.
It's a very interesting dynamic at work right here, folks. Manipulation at its best. The one thing I can say is, you know, Donald Trump is an attention whore. Did you hear me, America? Did you hear me? He's an attention whore. An attention dot. He likes attention and he clearly seeks it the best way that he can. And because he's gotten so much attention from being outrageous,
right.
most things that Donald Trump has actually said, if the average person had said those things, even if a comedian had said some of the things that Donald Trump has said and they were joking, they still wouldn't have gotten away with it. And Donald Trump is so serious.
Right.
Is so serious. I don't get it, America. It says that we are headed straight to hell in a handbasket.
In a handbasket. Yes, God, with no draws on. I'm going to vote, though.
And allow this to happen. It's because we sat back and allowed it to happen. It's because we did not get up, get out, and go vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, she has baggage, absolutely. Yes, her and Bill has raked in a lot of money after he was president. Guess what? Who did not rake in a lot of money after they were
president?
Let's not talk about those damn Bushes. And you best believe Barack Obama is going to rake in millions after his presidency.
Yeah.
How about
that? Right, because you know,
it's more power to you. You did well.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Because I think get paid like $100,000 a year or whatever.
$400,000.
Being president. Right. It might be a little bit more than that now.
Wait. Let's get it right now. I follow salaries I follow salaries closely. $400,000 is what we pay the president of the United States. Because I said, in my opinion, that's not enough for the job.
Well, you know, but also when they leave, though, they still get paid when they leave just for being president.
I still don't think when a CEO of a corporation gets millions, right? I mean, within a year, in bonuses most of the time. I don't think that the president of the free world, the most powerful person in the world, you know, salary should be, you know, a quarter of what a CEO makes. It just doesn't make sense. And maybe that's a topic all by itself. Hey, it's the Social Lab. You are center stage live with TM and Madam Boston. Hey, we'll be back.
Yes.
You say great. you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway on my way uptown. Took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep biting at the bait. 92, 1 year later. Peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
Money mo, I wreck the mic like a pimp shows. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll tape this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood, meaning my mental state. Still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sorta the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action, feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Chumps pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got hate. Clips are inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Ayo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause Smooth B will never bite.
City, let's just start snapping. Crack hit bleak on the jack, like, let's make it happen.
Oh, it's nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Me.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
This was God's doing.
And this time I won't finger roll Pat Ewing. They ain't wanna see the squad in the rock. Now they chasing the Wraith like Mr. Softies on the block. Stars on the roof, got a feeling like Venus. Getting so much brain, now I'm a dog called a genius. Ever since Pump been gone, been independent. So I went and threw the punch up, man, up independent. Ha! I flooded out all the crisis. Out of Paris, I learned what real ice is. I'm kicking flavor in your ear. I just had a gray on my face and it disappeared. I just dropped the biggest ejection and cleared. When everybody counted us out just this year. I'm Steph Curry in the clutch. Take a shot of this royal elite and go all the way up.
My crown, I really rap. I'm home, my throne, I spoil you that.
When the bitch was gone, they was really playing with it. I was sitting listening like they ain't even saying shit. Now the real is back, I see they all trying to change it. But it's really too late now, I'm going back.
Go.
One of these bitches, two of these bitches gotta die. Three of these bitches, four of these bitches gonna cry. Five of these bitches popping pills, stay high. Six birds, none of them get fly. See, I don't wanna hear about your records and big numbers. Cause I was up top seven winners and six summers. Cuffed all on that bus, locked me all the way down. Now I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Radio. Your center stage live with myself and Bosty. They call her Kizzy.
Yes.
That's that throwback joint right there. Y'all remember Kunta Kinte?
Okay.
Yeah.
His mama. Kizzy. Okay.
From Kizzy from Kunta Kinte. It's like, okay. Damn it, man.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Real people, real time. All the way up. Hey, man, listen, I mean, we were talking about, what, something hit you. I know when it hits you, we got to let you spit it.
Okay, well, I was just going to say that Donald Trump has been accused by a nice amount of women of, you know, groping, you know, physical assault or physical.
It's all lies.
But what's crazy is that even the words that they use that are his, right, he says that they're still lying. And it's like they're even using the words that you use yourself. Like, so you're calling yourself a liar? Bipolar. You're bipolar.
It's all a rigged system. It's all a rigged system against me.
Right. What? Yeah, right. Okay, he needs some medication and therapy. It will save your life. Oh, look, speaking of life, yo, did you know how Mary J. Blige, I'll talk about her in a minute, but Mariah Carey, remember she was with the billionaire dude or whatever, and they're so happy and supposed to be getting married. Well, they allegedly have split up. Because she's saying that he's mentally unstable. No, he says that she's mentally unstable. She says the same thing about him. And she also says he's violent. And what's crazy is she just had a Halloween party. Her ex-husband shows up. but her man doesn't. So it's like, was he really, do you think he was supposed to show up?
Yeah, like, well, my thing is this. If you're my peoples and you're throwing a party, I understand it's a party, but why your ex showing up?
For the kids. The kids were involved in the Halloween party.
Yeah, I'm going to let y'all have that.
You know, so that's what I was thinking. Like, he didn't want to be involved in that because the father's already there.
It's like
but,
a family affair. It's like a family
yeah,
affair.
Yeah, but if you're supposed to be getting married or whatever, it shouldn't matter because that means now that he's now, Nick would now be his family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the children.
Some are not.
That's perfect world, though.
They're
that's
not,
just perfect
not
world.
All the, absolutely.
You know.
All the same.
I'm not saying
that I wouldn't be amicable. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I know that that thing is still fresh off the cusp almost, right?
Right.
And so, you know, everyone's not comfortable when it's fresh like that.
I mean, true enough. And then, like, another thing that he had accused his name, James Packer, that's his name. James and his camp pretty much accused Mariah for pretty much having a jump off in Vegas. One of her dancers, and that this would be filming a reality show that Mimi's going to be in. And, yeah, so pretty much she was supposed to be, you know, flirting or getting it on with the dancer. And James Camp also stated that she spent a lot. She had, what was it, extravagant spending was the words that they used. And, yeah, so I don't know. I wish her the best either way. I mean, Nick got his girl or whatever, and he got Chili, you know, so I don't think, you know, she's gonna get back after that. You don't get back like that. Isn't that
hey,
sad?
I think Mariah's kind of up there in age, but clearly she can still get it. We saw Kitty on Empire.
Okay.
Kitty can still get it.
Yes, but
it.
She had like a ditzy one though. I don't like that's what I don't like. I love to see her handle business, but I don't like the ditzy role. She's too old for that crap.
Chitty can get it. Hey, it's Center Stage Live. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab.
I just gotta know.
9:36 p.m. here on the East Coast, so yep. It's like 2-something in the morning in Paris. Now, anybody in the middle of that, you know, you can still figure it out. You are inside of Center Stage Live with myself, Madam Boston, and the General, T.M. Hyman. Hey, we got a caller on the line. Let's get this caller, and then we can talk about some more news. Welcome, caller. Last 40126.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
What up?
Hi, I'm Monica. I'm good. My name is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Monica. What's up?
Hi.
What you got to share with us today, tonight, rather?
Well, you know, this week has been a rough week, and I wanted to call in. I listen to you guys every once in a while, and I wanted to call in and kind of get, you know, the madam's point of view, and plus, you know, TM, I want to get your male point of view on this, so if you y'all will hear me for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I have had a long-term friend, 10-plus years, off and on, difficulty, who became jealous of a new friend.
Romantic friend.
These are just friends, girlfriends. And she did something that kind of just our friendship is null and void, basically.
Okay.
She told the new friend, or accused me with the new friend of sleeping with her husband, or her soon-to-be ex-husband, let's say that.
Wow.
And the new friend never called. Those two never had a relationship except for meeting once. And my disappointment in that is, again, the new friend never called to ask me about it. She went on a rampage, you know, her family and everything, social media. And it kind of hurt me. It hurt me on both ends because I'm losing two friends. But I'm also angry. So I just wanted to kind of get you guys' point of view on that.
You want to go first with a male point of view, Tia?
No, go for it.
Okay. And just to clarify, so your old friend called the new friend and accused you of sleeping with the new friend's husband, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They're separated. They're soon to be ex-husband. And here's the kicker. I actually work with him.
Wow. What? I know that has to be awkward, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But, okay, so with the old friend, and especially if it's just you're just being accused of it, you know, that just shows how miserable, you know, that first friend is to, you know, even lie on you that way. And on top of, you know, them choosing your new friend to be the one that, you know, they hurt, because there's more than one person that gets hurt in that situation.
That's correct. Exactly.
Now, when you said something about the new friend not calling you, like, you mean calling you to see if these allegations were true?
Yes.
Okay. I myself would reach out to the new friend and, you know, deny, because that may be an easier relationship to salvage. Because I wouldn't want to be friends with that first old friend anymore, because that means that person, if they could lie on you about that, they can make up anything about you to anyone that you may know. But I would reach out to
them. It's happened before.
Right, yeah, so yeah, drop her. I ain't going to cuss today, but drop her. Drop that old friend. But the new friend, I would call, you know, because I think silence sometimes could also be used or be said to have, you know, saying that you are guilty of it. And the fact that you work with the husband, that's crazy. That's really crazy. But I could see how, you know, the new friend will look at that, you know, because they are going through a divorce. it just would be majorly convenient for you to be the one. You know what I mean?
But see, the thing is, though, my point of view with that is, why wouldn't you call first? Why would you automatically believe it? So that leads me to believe that you had some inkling yourself about it. And we talked like almost every day. You know, we kept each other's children.
Do you work with the friend, with the new friend as well?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
Oh, because she just works with the with this soon-to-be ex-husband. Huh.
Okay.
What do you think?
Gonna do this. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come right back. I'll give you some perspective if I'm understanding this correctly. Hey, your center stays live. We're helping Monica tonight. We'll be right back.
Yes, we will be right back after these letters.
I'm in love with this girl, and the name is May Jane. Yeah, she my main. I'm a mess, like I'm not being the same. If she wasn't around, she'd be holding me down when I'm down, and lifting me up till we in the clouds. When we make love, she's so loud. Now all my neighbors know it's going down.
I remember when we first met. I was young, trying to stunt with my big cousins in the backyard and my mama in the front. Cold as fuck, I had my hoodie on. You was wrapped in a blunt. Never thought putting my lips on you would get me grounded for money.
We just started talking recently. Never thought that we would be no niggas or no kids. You said ain't no sticks, us even me, that's perfect. So I did it, licked it up and then hit it. And ever since I hit that, I can't quit that, girl, you did
it. See, I go crazy soon as I smell you. Your butterflies when I'm stuck in life and I'm going through hell, I ain't hell you. Can't find enough words to tell you that you got me. We got me. We used to hot box G, now we smoking out top notch sweet. And we feeling grand, feeling great, feeling good. Let them hate
my eyes down, windows up. That's the way we like the blunt. I can't even front. I spend way too much on you every month. I'm smoking, not drinking. You know what I'm thinking. I'm chilling, just chilling. They think that I'm sleeping. We used to be creeping. Now it ain't no secret. You mine, and that's how we gon' keep it.
I'm in love with this girl, and the name is May Jane. Yeah, she my main. I'm a mess. Be the same. If she wasn't around, she'd be holding me down when I'm down, and lifting me up till we in the clouds. We make love, she's so loud. Now all my neighbors know it's going down.
It ain't no shame in my game, I just be doing my thing, making my moves every day. OG says stay in your lane when you learn to drive in LA. The traffic here ain't the same and the police playing no game. Neither them niggas will bang. It ain't just him, I'm just saying. This is where I was raised, land of the free and the brave. But we also just to get paid and into making a name. Real niggas jailed or they slayed, hey, that's just part of the game. I know some niggas quite well, she say it's like living hell. Never got no good to tell, like it made letters and mail. Down for possession to sell, so his intention mean well. They gave my nigga like 12, my nigga hitting them licks. They tryna give him the L. Sometimes I roll up the L, smoke it all by myself. Think on how I got this far without having no help. Glad I always had this girl by my side to support. Always got me through tough times, and for that I'm in love with this girl, and the name is May Jane. Yeah, she my main. I'm a mess, like I'm not being the same. If she wasn't around, she'd be holding me down when I'm down, and lifting me up till we in the clouds. When we make love, she's so loud. Now all of my neighbors know it's going down.
I'm in love with this girl, and her name is Mary Jane. She my main thing, I'm a mess, like I'm not being the same. She wasn't around, she was holding me down when I'm down.
Yo, 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 Center Stage Live with T.M. Hyman and myself, Madam Boston. Y'all
yep.
I rock with that group right there. That's Audio Push. If y'all ain't up on it yet, that is, they're dope. Very dope.
Pretty dope.
But before we went to break, we had a caller on, Monica. Let me bring her back on. Monica, you still with us?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Monica, what I think I'm hearing, if I'm understanding this correctly, you have a friend you've been having for about 10 years. You recently
right.
acquired a new friend, and you work with your new friend's husband. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the old friend calls up the new friend. How did she know the new friend?
Met her once, but mainly just kind of on, you know, social media. And what got her was, you know, the new friend and I would, you know, we've already come very, very close to where, you know, we're calling each other BFF. So, you know, you do the hashtags and things like that.
Yep.
And so she had a problem with those.
Yep. That's what I hear. What I heard in what you described was a real catty situation with somebody who's missing. And so point number one, I'm going to say exhibit number one of misery
okay.
is she's in a divorce. She's in a divorce.
Right.
So she's going through a divorce. That's exhibit number one. Exhibit number two, she feels excluded by a friend of 10 years, right? And so, you know, she's already miserable. She probably, in her mind, needs a friend. And now her friend has a new best friend. She's about to throw a monkey wrench in the game. Misery loves company.
Yes, they do. Yes, misery does.
That's what I heard in this whole situation. You know, and so I think what Madam Boston said, you know, I'm not sure I would just call up and clarify things with the new friend. You know, I think if you have a true relationship, and the fact that you are talking live and folks are listening all over the world, right? I mean, you felt enough to call us because you do care about not just the new friend, you also care about the old friend. I say call her up and get her together, because one, she lied, and you need to set her ass straight. And number two,
okay.
if she's a good friend, she lied, and she needs to fix it. So
yes.
either way, you need to get her together, and you need to clarify things with the new friend, because you don't want – it's like an assassination of your character, and you don't want your character assassinated, right?
Yeah.
So even whether she believes you or not, you want to let her know you don't want her funky husband, first and foremost.
Right.
You know, it's
– okay.
Fishing it. So you don't want a funky husband. Go get one on your own if you want. Married, but number two,
right.
she should have confronted you.
Yeah,
you know, she
right,
should
confirmed
have
it, right?
Because it literally became a whole, like, use my language, a shitstorm before I can even grasp anything. Everything was said, everything was attacked, and this is all text, social media, and I didn't get one phone call. And so that's when I became angry, because I'm just like, all of this from someone you don't know.
Oh,
and
I get
still,
it now.
Yeah.
You know, some
I don't,
media giving people a lot of muscle that they wouldn't have in reality.
Right.
Yeah. 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 So that's my disappointment and why I'm not in a rush to give a call, because I'm actually angry now.
Well, you should.
You know, and now you things are coming out that, you know, sometimes things, truth comes out in anger. And, you know, a lot of things come out when you're
Monica,
angry.
Let me ask this, though, Monica. Because, listen, I've, what do you work? What kind of environment do you work in?
It's an entertainment company.
A what company?
An entertainment company. So, DJ.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Monica. That pole
no,
got
okay.
you
no.
in trouble. Right.
No, I'm an event manager.
So let me ask you this. Is there any reason that anyone outside of those two would have any reason to believe that you want that man?
No, we have an awesome working relationship. It's all in the love of music. That's all it is. No one would believe so. I do a separate thing from what he does, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, like
you
me
know,
and you, Tim.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, no, I'm exactly. I think
exactly.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can work so closely with people, you know, that folks get things misunderstood, right? Because women and men aren't supposed to just be cool and not
right.
be having some kind of love affair, you know, or
right.
smashing in some way,
right.
shape, or form. But really, it goes back to the person and their mindset, the person with the issue. Because typically
right.
the person with the issue really has an issue because they know their behavior. You feel
right.
me? Hey,
okay.
it's 9:53, everybody. So really, both of your friends or not friends, I'm not
put
sure
them
whether they're friends or not.
Ship them off. Look, ship them off.
You know, I think
I would
you have to either. You have to really assess whether these are friendships worth, you know, holding on to. But I think regardless, they definitely are due follow-ups, if nothing else. Hey, it's 9:53. We'll be right back. Actually, 54 at this point, 9:54. It's the Social Lab with Center Stage Live. And Monica, we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
Smell a snitch a mile away, I know you're potent. I ain't going for shit. Got me holding that auto loaded for dolo, no controlling ho. I got locomotives, so I ain't been normal for shit. Flip on the steps in my building, sipping, smoking, thinking about pocket scoping. Niggas, I should just pop one off in your bitch. Shitting, tatted, pampered, and tailored. Handed near to see shit that she bear would we spared her, just so she tell y'all we did. Yeah, I'm militant. All my life a nigga been on my righteous, just what Christ had delivered. Then I broke night from religion. When I say that trigger spin, one of my closest vice niggas, then I just went illegit. Swipe stealing shit, slight villain shit, fight grilling shit, light dealing shit, ice grilling shit, life real as shit. Might kill a snitch, snitch. His feds off him, his legs off him, he finna fish. I got one hand on my Bible, one hand on my toes, playing for survival, pray I don't get smoked. I got one hand on my Bible, one hand on my toes, playing for survival, pray I don't get smoked. I'ma take you with me, come and get me. I'ma take you with me, come and get me. I'ma take you with me, come and get me. I'ma take you with me, come and get me, nigga. You could get the finish. Job for my apprentice. Shop for mine in business. How can I be in this? Popping mommy's menace. You block a copy Venice. I'm not for sloppy tenants. It's not these choppy women. Hip hop what got me sinning. Been hot from my beginning. You not me, stop pretending. My trust is in myself. The rest is in my money. The debts is if I want them. The vests is if they want me. Visual gunner in the black coupe. Get the signal from Stunner, a nigga Mac Soup. Lay that. Get the signal from Mac and a nigga Blam Chowder, nigga though. He talk less, but he ran louder. My claw's different, I walk different, I talk listen. I promise you don't wanna get wet when I'm off pissing. All senses on, so I don't duck that up north sitting. Stab or make it personal. Shot is just so old pissing. I got one hand on my Bible, one hand on my toes. Playing for survival, pray I don't get smoked.
TM Hammer Radio Live, Center Stage Live. I was talking on mute.
Clearly. Clearly.
I said like 9,000 words. Yo, you have been, you are inside Center Stage Live, Madam Boston, T.M. Hyman. We loved you guys. This is a great show, too, T. And I hope that, Monica, I hope we answered your question And hopefully, you know, you'll be able to move forward, you know, after that. I wouldn't deal with either one.
Oh, it definitely put it in perspective. It did.
Yeah, I wouldn't deal with either one of them, honestly, because that means that that new one would believe anything to any. What they say, if a bond could be broken, it was never there in the first place. So, I mean, that's how I, you know.
But women are catty, though. Women get emotional. They you know, things that they think is one way is another way. And I might be generalizing right now, but emotions, you know. Yeah, listen, I think your friend, because, you know, she's going through a divorce, you know, people feel shut off and I don't know. You know, maybe
when they're going through their own personal.
Yeah, maybe she needs your friendship now more than anything. You feel me? I mean, even though she was wrong, you know, you show up with a bottle of Moscato and like, girl, what the hell? What the hell was that about, girl?
You damn sure better than me, because that Moscato bottle be right upside her damn head. I couldn't take no bottle with me now.
Well, maybe not Moscato. Hey, we're out of here.
paper cups. Yes, we'll
don't
be back on my birthday.
And don't use Moscato over people's heads. Hey, happy birthday.
Okay.
Girl.
Thank you,
She's
darling.
She's looking for a sponsor, everybody. She's looking for a sponsor.
Yes. Hit me
email
up,
us
damn
if
it.
You want to sponsor Madam Boston. Hey, we out of here. Have a good weekend, Monica.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, no problem. Good night, everybody. Check y'all on my birthday. And, yeah, hit us up. So I need a sponsor. Peace.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.